Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Kane and Bucks.
Can't stop addicted to the shindig.
Yeah, it's been a big morning already. If you're just joining us, Tom Morris has just departed the studio. He had all the news for us. You can catch up with that on the podcast. We're, of course, doing it all thanks to Melbourne Airport Parking. You can book online there for the best rates, melbourneairport.com.au. And for Sonos, experience game-changing sound this season with Sonos. Well, it was an absolute epic at the MCG Saturday twilight. 87,000 fans packed into the MCG to see a high-scoring classic, Geelong coming out on the right side of it by 13 points, and a man who's been doing it for a long time and was a star of that game, kicking three goals off the wing, is our next guest. Zach Toohey is his name. Zach, thanks so much for your time.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You must have been fresh. You'd been rested the previous week, and I guess you're reasonably comfortable with the way the club manages their older players like yourself, but geez, you look sharp, socks up, and kicking three goals off the wing.
Yeah, I did feel good. And look, the rotation of players is something Geelong have done really well for a long time. If it was left up to me, I'd like to play every week, but the results are kind of undeniable. I do feel a little bit better off a rest, so feeling good.
Is it pre-planned, or is it a week-to-week thing where you have those discussions about how you're feeling and maybe having a week or two off? And what does the rest of the year look like for you in that space?
Yeah, it's slightly pre-planned. It's quite difficult to plan it, you know, 5-6 weeks in advance, or you might roughly look at the fixture and think that there's a good period that we might consider a rest. But football changes so much, and you know, selection, who's available, kind of dictates a lot of that as well. So for me, it might be a case that I play hopefully every game for the rest of the year, as I said, but probably it might be a case of once every 4 or 5 weeks I have a week off.
Zach, congrats on your game and for your team's form. On that same topic, I suppose, we saw your skipper go down with a hammy on the weekend, and you can't prevent all of the injuries, but I'm pretty sure that he will be looked after, and it's good to be ahead of the ledger so that you can potentially have some young guys come in to try and replace his energy around the ball.
Yeah, obviously it's hard to replace a player of Danger's calibre, just like it was difficult to replace somebody of Stewie's calibre this week. But we just have a long list of players that we're really comfortable to have play at AFL level. And you're right, look, sitting where we are now in terms of win-loss maybe takes a little bit of the pressure off. We're not chasing our tail. But yeah, look, he's virtually irreplaceable. He's a generational player. I thought he was certainly very close to the best player on the ground by the time he went down. So, yeah, it's unfortunate, but he's got a long run into hopefully what's going to be a long season. So we should get him back at the important time.
He gives terrific insights with his media performances. And one thing struck with me that he said in February, I just want to play this to you, Zach, and get your response on the back of this. Here he is speaking on his Real Adventures podcast in February.
We've changed from three main sessions a week to two main sessions. Mm. And the reason for that is we've actually really increased our high speed. So we've changed. So like personally, I've gone from like 450-odd metres for a week in terms of high speed. Now, high speed is above 24 k's an hour. And the reason behind it is to try and bulletproof hamstrings. So by the time you hit games, right, it should feel like games are almost a deload.
So I'm interested in your thoughts because you're of a similar age profile as Patrick. Was that your experience during the preseason, and was it discussed with the players that this is different and it may be a bit of a risk?
No, well, we each individually go through plans like every club does at the end of the season. And the change in off-season program, I think, is best reflected in our win-loss and not in this one soft tissue to an extraordinarily powerful, 34-year-old athlete. These are one of the unfortunate aspects of playing footy is that sometimes these things happen. So I put this more down to just bad luck than anything. It's extremely boring for you guys to hear this stuff, I know, but it did feel to me like an extraordinarily positive off-season, and it was noticeably faster than it's been in years gone by, but I think Danger went into the season feeling really good. I certainly feel great, and I would argue we're playing pretty well, so I would say it's a big tick. It's just an unfortunate injury that sometimes happens.
Zach, you played six seasons at another club, at Carlton, before you went to Geelong. I'm just fascinated by the club itself and how it continues to regenerate. I think you look like you enjoy your work. The work-life balance seems to be, to me from the outside, as good as any club is able to do it. What has your experience been? Obviously, you've matured, and you're the longer you do it, the better you get at it. But what is it about the club that really stands out in your experience?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, we seem to have struck a perfect work-life balance down here, and our geography might help. You're kind of out of the rat race of CBD living. And I came down here at a really good time for me. I had a young family at the time, and it was just a bit of a step back in terms of just the overall kind of pace of life, which really suited me. And look, I think it's largely driven by a few people at the club, but none more so than Scotty. I think he kind of appreciates that it's an extraordinarily stressful environment, and there's probably no need to add to that stress away from the weekend. So provided the players sort of rock up and train and do everything they're expected to do, the club repay us by giving us a huge amount of autonomy over our program, a huge amount of time away from the club so that we can kind of refresh. And for me, it was just such a perfect kind of marriage, me and the Cats. Consider myself really fortunate to have been here. And then there's the knock-on effect of typically we are in contention most seasons, which just keeps you coming back.
You mentioned Scotty, and we spoke a little bit about Chris Fagan and where he's at with the Brisbane Lions. I'm not going to get you to comment on that, but but in terms of this, the trust that Scotty gives his senior players, and Where does the challenge point come from him? How does he get that balance of being, a partner in your careers and in your getting the best out of each individual, and then stepping above and then putting the challenge point on occasions where that might not where you might not be meeting the expectations that the team requires?
Well, the thing Scotty's done best, from what I can see, is that he's never forgotten how difficult the game is to play, and that comes across in how he treats the players. I've been at the Cats for a long time now. I've never gone into a review or a team meeting and felt as though I was about to be hung out to dry. And it's after a while you just get this sense that, well, if he's going to sort of facilitate me in my game and maximize my skills, you feel obliged to kind of pay him back by doing everything you can. Look, I think you get coached, or we get coached really well, and most of what you do on game day is fairly automatic. And then the real art of coaching is how you can kind of change things up in real time. It's maybe one of the bonuses of having a few more experienced players that he can sling the magnets around, and we're all fairly comfortable to respond. But typically, I want to repair Scotty as much as I can, because I feel like he's given me, so far, 7 or 8 years of the most enjoyable football I've ever played.
Was there a jumper tug after one of your goals on the weekend, and did you get any feedback from the Carlton fans on that?
I have had a pretty good relationship with the Carlton supporters since I left. It must be said that the banter's been fairly positive, but as I was lining up for that first set shot, I could hear a few things over the fence. And it was more direct to a very small pocket of Carlton fans, but there was a little tap on the chest, after the And I did it, to be fair. I actually gave the chest a little bang on the second goal, but that was more because it was kind of a cool goal, and I don't score cool goals. I just kind of I score typical, just running, you know. So this one was kind of fun, and I never do that. So that's all that was.
That's good. We love it.
Do you have 300 in your sights, Zach? I mean, you're moving as well as ever, and you're only 25 away.
Yeah, it would be nice. It's not exactly right on my mind at the minute. It does seem quite a long way off. But, look, I'm in the same position I've been for a couple of years, which is that I'm not 25 anymore. I understand that these decisions for me are going to come closer to the end of the season, and I'll do it in conjunction with the club, and it'll be whatever it is, it'll be extremely amicable. But mentally, I'm certainly keen to keep going. I love my footy, and physically, I'm hanging in there.
There was a lot of confidence about the prospects of going back-to-back in 23 with the recruits that you brought in. Now, it didn't play out that way. Did you get the same feeling in the pre-season of this year than you did perhaps after the premiership, that it's going to take someone pretty good to beat us? Did you have that level of confidence, or was there doubt starting to creep in about how long you can stay up there for?
No, look, I mean, I've been sort of in this position often enough to know that, one, it's really hard to tell, but two, if any team was going to be able to kind of bounce back and turn this around pretty quickly, I just had absolute belief it would be us. And a lot of the guys we brought in, like, it takes some time to fully bed into a new system, and I think we're seeing those guys kind of step up, or really step up now, Jack Bowles and Tanner Bruin and these guys, even Jai Clark, who, you know, he didn't come from a different club, but he's had some injuries and hadn't really played. So I was really confident going into this year that we would be extremely difficult to beat. But you just never know, because every single year there's a couple of teams that kind of jump up from that mid-table section and catch a few teams napping. But I was really confident we'd be a difficult side to beat this year. And so far, that's been the case.
Why are you so difficult to beat, Zach? Is it your defensive structure? Is it the offense that you've added, the springboard slingshot style? What is the point of difference, do you think, in 24?
Yeah, I think we've got a lot of fairly highly specialised players for really kind of specific roles, and you know, every team has players that play specific roles really well, but I don't think there's too many Graham Myers and Brad Close duos getting around half forward lines. I don't think many teams appreciate just how good Zach Guthrie is. I think he's right up in the top echelon of defenders in the league. We have guys that, you know, we can be under extraordinary pressure for long periods of times in games, as we were at Saturday evening, and our backline just kind of holds up, and then it helps when you can kind of, you know, kick it forward to Jez and Hawk and guys like that. So I think, for the most part, we've just got some good players, but we do have some very highly specialised players.
What does life after football look like for you?
I'm not sure. I might dabble in the media. It looks pretty... Looks pretty easy, as difficult as you make it look.
Well, but, I was going to say, I was about to give you a compliment and say you make it look easy.
I'm not sure. I've got a couple of cafes back in Ireland. Should I end up back there, I'll get stuck into that. But right now, I must admit, I do quite love Geelong and Australia life, so I might linger around here for a bit and see who wants me.
Good on you, mate. Well, hopefully there's a few more games left in you yet. By the weekend's evidence, it looks like that might be the case. Appreciate your time this morning, and congratulations also on your recent AFL Live membership. An honour that must be for you. So good luck for the rest of the year. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Zach Tui there.
It's a bit to be said for just being a good bloke, isn't there? Like, just good, solid individuals. One thing that struck me about Geelong guys, when they were successful in the late 2000s, I remember thinking, look at our locker room, and, you know, we're boys, and I look at them, and, you know, saw them in a pub at one point, and they were men. They would sort of stand up great characters, have a beer, have a chat, but respectful, you know, not louts, not big noting, not loud. And I think that's, I don't know whether that's a the country attitude, but I think that's definitely something that's come through the Geelong programs, and Zach Toohey's at the top of that.
Zach Toohey there for Chemist Warehouse. The Chemist Warehouse Mother's Day fragrance sale is now on. We're in the Kogan Mobile Studio. They've got you covered with 120 gigs for $120 to use across 12 months. Kogan.com. It's clicking awesome. Zach Toohey, our guest.